Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
From the pass catchers and who's going to get the most target share. Does Kelce get all the way back to the front automatically because it's playoff time? And we know last year in the playoffs, Kelce looked like a Hall of Fame tight end again, or is Worthy number one? I think you still have to say, if you're ranking the importance of pass catchers, how can I not still say Travis Kelce is the most important pass catcher for this team in the postseason
versus
after what we've seen?
Versus a rookie wide receiver? Yeah, I actually think I'd be more likely to say Hollywood. Before I would say Xavier Worthy. Now, if I put Kelce first, I think Worthy is second. But if I were putting somebody not first that wasn't Kelce, I would entertain Hollywood Brown. The other part that I can't factor, and this is why it's such an interesting conversation, is DeAndre Hopkins is the ultimate veteran. And somehow, if you made me give my list right now, I'd put Hopkins fourth. It would be Kelce one, Xavier Worthy two, just based on recent production alone. Hollywood three, who would have been two, right, had he played the entire season, and DeAndre Hopkins four. Now, his four catches will be important.
Yeah.
But if you just made me guess, let's say they go all the way to the Super Bowl and they play three playoff games, and we said, at the end of this, where did the targets rank? I still think Kelce will be number one, and I think Hopkins will be the lowest.
Does that make it the most important, though?
See, that's
interesting. Okay.
And that's the other part. As I was going to say, if we're just talking about who's going to have the most targets, that's a different conversation than whose targets are the most important, right? And I think Kelce is the answer to both, by the way, like whether it's actual number of targets or who's most important to target just because of what he presents defenses with, the challenge. Kelce's one. I would go Worthy two and Hopkins three and then Hollywood Brown lastly. I was thrilled to see what Hollywood Brown did in his first game in a Chiefs uniform in the regular season. Like, way more than any of us could have expected. You can start to see why they were excited about him in this offense. We how many times mentioned that the difference for him was it all offseason. He still got the work with Patrick Mahomes. He still got the training camp work with Mahomes. Mahomes mentioned how he was a much better route runner than he even realized. All of that clearly, I think, was true based off of even one game, but I don't know how I can say, like, just because of one game, Hollywood Brown is just, like, more important than DeAndre Hopkins. I'll push back on that because you're correct that actual catches, who's more likely to have 90 yards in five catches? And now, at this point, you'd say Hollywood Brown, but who could have four catches for 45 yards? But man,
all for first downs,
it's for the fourth quarter. The Chiefs are up by seven. They need a first down to basically seal the game. Who do I trust other than Kelce? DeAndre Hopkins is the next guy I would actually want the football to go to, just in terms of sure hands.
This speaks to their incredible depth, because someone's like, hey, don't forget about Noah Gray. I'm very aware of Noah Gray. Yeah. He is the fifth, at best, receiving option on this team right now. Like, because does McColl usurp him when he comes back? Or where does Justin Watson, who finally caught a long pass on that Christmas Day game? Drew was burying Justin Watson there for a while. I finally caught a long pass. Weren't you happy for him? Were you happy for Justin Watson?
No, it was... Good for Justin Watson. I did not say anything because I didn't feel like I needed to say anything in that moment in time.
It's fine.
Good for him.
I feel the same way you did about Justin
Watson.
He was
wide the hell open. He better have caught it.
His involvement in the offense always felt like it was a little too high. But yes, when I go through it, and you're right, if I say importance versus total target share, it's a little bit different. Because right now, Hopkins has not been what he was in his previous career's name, which is he was a target monster, right? Like, I mean, he was the guy who did nothing but get targets for this team. But Kelce's been that at one point in his career. I would say Hollywood maybe that one year when he had 1,000 yards in Baltimore. Maybe he was, you know, like a 100 target guy. So everybody at some point has done that. But if it's postseason time, it's Travis Kelce. It just is.
Yeah.
I know he's been a four catch for 35 or 40 yard guy for the last month. It's Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he does find a different gear. I mean, last year was the prime example. There was also probably the health aspect. He's healthy right now. Last year, we know And he sat out the last game of the year, even though he could have had another 1,000-yard season. He wisely did that, and we saw him look like the Hall of Fame tight end that he is in the postseason. I think we'll see something similar. I think we'll see a fresh Travis Kelce. Defenses are still going to give him plenty of attention. They're not suddenly going to think that he's not a factor. But the beautiful thing with that is now they have the guys we're mentioning. Worthy is clearly a factor and a weapon. Hollywood Brown is working himself into this offense as well. And sure, you can throw in Noah Gray to the picture. He's been terrific at times for them. That's why this offense is
further down the list because of how many options they have.
That's why this offense is in better shape than it has ever been at any point in this 2024, now 2025 season. Because they got everybody available. Other than Rashee Rice, everybody's available. I don't include Mecole Hardman. Maybe he will be available anyway. But like I'm talking about
a healthy Rashee for Hopkins, this would be an unstoppable.
Yeah, like I'm talking about the guys that we all expected to come back. This is as healthy as they could possibly really be heading into a postseason game.
Someone says to put Hollywood over Xavier is just nonsense.
I'm kind of
before
with
the
that,
season,
though.
I would have thought it was nuts. But like now, Xavier Worthy over his last 7 games is on a 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown pace. So since, like, over
17 games. No, that's what they're saying. You said you would put Hollywood over Xavier. That's what they're saying.
I just said if it wasn't Kelce, I feel like they would force-feed Hollywood, I guess. But I could be wrong.
Okay.
That's all. Again, in my official rankings, the order of importance is Kelce, Worthy, Hollywood, and Hopkins. But the fact that Hopkins is fourth on the list, and if I include Noah Gray, fifth on that list, like, it tells you a lot about where they are offensively. And they don't even have to, like, you know, I think it's also why the running back pass game started to work so well late, don't you? Like, I don't think it's an accident. Finally, they could push the ball down the field, and then Samaje Perine was able to get 15 yards whenever the hell he felt like it in the passing game. I just think that now this is a top 5 to 7 offense, in my opinion, in the league right now. I know none of the numbers over the course of the season are going to bear out that way. But if you made me re-rank the offenses based on what I think they are this moment, this is one of the 5 to 7 best offenses in the league.
Back-to-back playoff teams they faced, Houston and Pittsburgh, they scored 29 and 27. And we all know that 29 could have easily been over 30 or whatever. They basically slid down to prevent a score. I know the 30-plus point stat or over 31 point stat is one that people nationally will bring up. And like the company they're in of not scoring over 31, they could have easily scored over 31. They just slid down to run the clock out wisely instead. The last two games is why everybody feels differently about this offense and about this football team. They're getting healthy. They're doing it against playoff teams. They made it through the stretch. All of it's coming together.
Tooney's playing good left tackle.
They're peaking at the right time, and I don't think they quite peaked yet. That's hopefully happening in the AFC title game, frankly, and ultimately the Super Bowl. But that's the track they're headed on. I know people were skeptical for many, 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 many weeks that they could get there. And it's amazing. We do the same exercise the last 2 or 3 years. Like, what they are in week 6 doesn't matter whatsoever. Nope. And why panic in week 6? And like, we've seen multiple years of evidence now that when it matters most, things come together. And that's a credit to Andy Reid and the coaching staff more than anything else.
I wouldn't exactly sure. They're 11th currently in points per game on offense, the Chiefs. They're 2nd in points per game on defense. If you remember my earlier standard of being top 10 in both, the difference is the Chiefs get leeway. I said that from the beginning. Drew was here. From the very beginning, I said, well, they have Mahomes and Andy Reid, so everyone else has to fall in those parameters. They get a little wiggle room there. That's
well, and if you look at what they did the past 2 weeks, because Hollywood, like what you had said, Gold leading all the way up with Charles Omenihu coming back. Like, we've been waiting for Hollywood Brown to come back, like you guys said, to let's see what they look like when Hollywood is there. I know they won't get Rashee, but let's see how much better they look on offense. They've scored their 27 and 29 since Hollywood is back, because he came in right before the Texans game, if I remember correctly, and he's been good. So him being that X factor into the offense where it's another weapon you have to account for and not just somebody else who's a body on the field that's just running around makes them a lot tougher. I wonder what they would rank in the last 2 weeks, Cody, where they probably are top 10, I would assume.
Yeah, how many other teams are offensive points per averaging game? 28 points a game in the last 2 weeks?
I would assume they're top 10.
Yeah, probably.